We say send out prosperity and let the healing begin. Thank each and every last one of you for being here with us on today. We welcome you to Mission Breakthroughs Live, where we hear the word, receive the word, and we live the word. We live the word by applying the word into our lives. So if you can, go ahead and share, tag someone if you are on Facebook or Instagram. Tag someone in on this message today, because I'm pretty sure with this title, a lot of us will be filled with what Bishop has to say today. And if you have not already set your notification, you can text the word Bishop Greg, and that's Bishop Greg to 80123. Because here on Clubhouse, we are here every social media platform, Monday through Sunday, but on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Relationship Talk with Bishop. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 3 p.m., we receive a word from Bishop. But on Sunday, you can meet us here at 12:30 p.m., and that is Eastern Time. Our today topic is You Don't Fit. You don't fit. So, Father God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for just bringing breath into our body to allow us to live to see this day. A day that we've never seen before, and a day that we should never see again. But we thank you, God, right now, that sometimes we don't fit, and we have to be okay with not fitting in, Father God. So we thank you for the word that you have given to Bishop to give to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bishop.
Everybody, greetings. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. As you are coming in on IG, welcome TikTok and Facebook. If you all would do me a favor, thank you, Sherry and Patricia, Joy, appreciate you all letting me know that you shared. Everybody, if you would take a little time and share. Sharing is caring. If you just take a little time and share today. And those of you that are on Clubhouse that are moderators and able to do so, would you please indulge me? And those that can share that's in the room, I would appreciate it. It would mean so much to me if you would share. Our time of teaching on Saturday, you all fill me with so much joy, no pun intended, joy, but you all fill me with so much joy being here on a Saturday afternoon. I am very aware and cognizant of the fact that you could be anywhere doing anything, but you stop every Saturday to just get fueled up for the weekend. And my soul is overjoyed every time that you do. And it is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity into the life of the believer. So glad to have all of you. Keep on sharing if you would. Keep on sharing if you would. I'd appreciate it so much with all my heart. That is your currency to me, just by sharing this time that we're in. If you have not signed up, many are getting text messages as we are on right now, saying that we are on. So if you have not set up your text messaging, hallelujah, text Bishop Greg to 80123. That's Bishop Greg to 80123, and it will alert you. I won't text you every day, but it will alert you when I am live. You may get an extra text every now and then, but I don't have time to text you every day, so you don't have to worry about that. Thank God for all of you that are here. Again, our moderator is so faithful. Thank you, Dr. Paulette. She sets the room for me. Sometimes I'm not ready with the message and she indulges me. She's on 3-hour different time change. And I want her to know that I appreciate her. The same goes with Erica and all those. There's something about consistency. And I am grateful for your consistency to all that I do. You all don't have to be here. And everybody that's a part of the moderators, thank you all so much. It is such a joy. I want to talk about. I think I gave this to her wrong, so I'm going to change this because it's going to bother me. Dr. Paulette or somebody, could y'all change that to I don't fit? I don't fit. I'm sure I gave it to you wrong. I was doing a million things. I don't fit. So if you know how to go in and change that, I'd appreciate it. I apologize. Sometimes my mind goes, thank you, Stacia. Sometimes my mind goes faster. Well, is it the other way around? What goes faster? Some goes faster than the other. If I could just get my mind and my fingers to line up, it'd be great. Good to see all of you here today. I was having a conversation earlier with my pastor. As you all know, I have a local pastor. His name is Pastor Solomon Kinlock Jr. He pastors the largest church, Joanne Edwards, in Michigan, probably in the region. We have 8 or 9 services the weekend, 4 Bible classes during the week. Shekim, and he preaches them all. And I'm not going to go into the depth, Queen, if y'all would keep sharing on Clubhouse. I'm not going to go into the depth of the conversation. But we weren't talking. It wasn't about us. It was about fitting in. Fitting in. So many people, and I really want as many people to hear this as possible, because I think a lot of our issues, a lot of our insecurities, a lot of our behavior. Thank you, Dr. Paulette. A lot of our behavior probably would change if we found our fit. You don't fit in everywhere. But you should fit in somewhere. Most people spend their whole life, and I'm gonna be very transparent, spend their whole life. Jamaica, trying to fit. They change who they are to fit. They change their personality. They like things that they don't really like. They go places that they really don't want to go. They may wear clothes that they really don't want to wear. They may talk like they really don't talk. I can't remember, Chad. Y'all more savvy than I am. I can't remember, but in the workplace, I forget what it's called because there's a term for it. When black people try to talk like white people. Thank you. That's it. Code switching. See, I told y'all was smarter than me. Code switching. Kels, we will code switch. Thank you, Wanda, to fit in. I'm gonna take my time. I got a little time for my next. Dr. Paulette, don't forget to remind me, because I'll say it now and then forget your announcement. We'll talk like other people to be accepted. To be accepted. Just to fit in. And you can tell when people are doing things to fit in because, hey, Brother Rodriguez, I love you, Pastor. Man, I love you. We got to catch up. We will, if you're around a person long enough, Big Steve, you know that that's not their personality, and so they scratch where there's no itch. They run when ain't no reason to run. They do things because when you fit in, I'm getting ready to drop it, Dr. Paulette. When you fit in, when you try to fit in and you don't fit in, here's the next word I want to drop. You become a people pleaser. You become a people pleaser. People that try to fit in, they really don't like. They don't like the people that they're trying to fit in with, but they just go with the goers. They go with the goers. They go with the in crowd. Go with the goers. People will. I was watching a series on Netflix, and there was a girl. This man was stalking her, but she was trying to be with the in crowd. She would borrow money. She would do whatever she could to be with these girls, but they really didn't. They saw her beneath them. People, you don't fit in with. You try to do whatever you can to fit in. You try to talk like people. You try to act like people. You try to become them. You want, they want just to fit in. We got to get to the place and the realization, Kimmy, that we don't fit in everywhere. And we don't fit in with everybody. If you don't mind, drop it in the chat. I don't fit in. We got to get to a place that we just don't fit in. If y'all can continue to share, we got to the place that we don't apologize. I don't apologize. I don't apologize for not fitting in. I don't make any excuses for not fitting in. There's nothing wrong with that or you when you don't fit in. When you don't fit in, you become uncomfortable. You become uneasy. I've been to places and I asked the Lord, I said, Erica, I said, Lord, if you get me out of here, I promise, Linda, I won't come back up in here. Because I don't, this is not me. Now let me admit something to you, Kimmy J. Let me admit something to you, Kimmy J. You can get to the place that you don't want to be bothered with people because you don't fit in, but now fitting in and not fitting in, it is a balancing act. Because it's impossible to survive without people. I'm taking my time. I got my Baptist mold today. My Church of God in Christ Pentecostal mold is a little fast. This is when I'm reasoning with you. It's impossible to survive. Y'all know the craziest thing I said, Dr. Paulette? Craziest thing I said, if I could just do ministry without having to deal with people, boy, would that be something? Maybe I could become AI. No, okay. I'm not talking about teaching people. I'm not talking about doing what I'm doing. Man, Linda, I get so much joy. Thank you, Joy. Out of what I'm doing right now. There is nothing I enjoy better. Blessings to you, Ms. Adams. There's nothing I enjoy more than teaching and pouring. And even since I've been in, since I hit 50 and now older, I love it more because I love imparting. I love passing back something. There's nothing, but it's the manure that I don't like. It's the dung. Excuse me. It's dealing with people. It's dealing with, because my nature, I'm an easygoing person, but it's the balance of deal, because let me tell you something about this fitting in thing. Can I talk to y'all just a minute? Stacia? We need each other. But at what level do I need you? Codrigas, you still here? Go do something, man. At what level do I, what level in my life do I need to let my guard down? I almost spoke in tongue, but I'm being Baptist right now. Pamela Edwards. At what point is 4,000? Huh? At what level do I? So everybody need to ask yourself that question. At what level do I need? Do I need you? Because I don't need to. See, I think the problem with many people, I'm gonna use Clubhouse for an example, on the app, and I said this to Candace before, like a year or two ago. I said the problem is people get on Clubhouse, they get on these apps, and they become friends, and they go beyond this app. And just because I like you on the app don't mean we a good fit. Just because we talk on this app. I take Clubhouse serious for what I'm doing right now. Because I understand that everybody, what you're listening to right now is a controlled environment, because God, I'm going too deep. I get out of here. Like Chad said, get out of there. Huh? This is a controlled environment. I can control this. Huh? I don't wanna be buddies. Cause I don't. Some folk got on the app and didn't use it for what it was supposed to be for. It was supposed to be for information. It was supposed to make you better. You got in the manure. I told some people, you shouldn't have never went that far. You should never talk to them beyond this app. Because you don't fit. Let me go deeper. Somebody say, go deeper, man. Go deeper. Some of the things that people have stepped into outside of this app never was supposed to be stepped out or stepped into. You put yourself in a place that you never should have. I held myself back. That you should never. Cause we talk here don't mean we have to talk after. See, we can say whatever we want to say, and hide behind these little pictures and but the true essence of a person comes out when you begin to. We're trying to fit in places that were never meant to fit into. We're trying to belong, and we alter our behavior to belong with the cool people, the hip people. I never could do that. You know, the jocks and the football. I went into sports. I was more of a president of the student council kind of guy, and I was more of start the gospel choir kind of. I didn't fit in. I made my own path. So we get offended by people that we never fit in with. We get offended. The spirit of offense comes when really you never was supposed to be entangled. trying to belong, trying to adapt. True relationships are not about trying to belong and trying to adapt. They just automatically happen. Because we are made to coexist and belong. You gotta belong somewhere now. Maybe I'll talk to TikTok. You gotta belong somewhere. No man is an island. When God gets something to you, it is from somebody. God Almighty, Dr. Paulette, you just gonna have to keep hitting the bomb buttons. I say, when God tries to get something to you, it is through somebody. So you cannot, no man is an island. True relationship is not about trying to fit, not trying to adapt. Put on the white wig because I want to fit in. Put on the red hat because I want to fit in. Put on eyelashes. But we can't live alone. So here's what we got to do, Dr. Paulette. I'm going deeper. We have to find where we belong. We got to find our gang gang. God, Dr. Jennifer, you got to find your gang gang. Because unless you find your gang, unless you find, y'all want me to use that, okay, your tribe, you always going to be bumping your head. And when you go, here I go. When you go beyond the level of the reason, the where and the who. Some people went beyond the level of what you were supposed to be online, in clubhouse, in various circles. When you go beyond that, when you go in places and try to fit, you become you try to put a circle in a square, it is uncomfortable. Some people got in trouble at work. Some people don't get along with people at work because you went to happy hour. Now, happy hour is just an example, but you went beyond work. When you was only supposed to work with them, you went to happy hour. You held out, and it wasn't until happy hour that you got yourself into some mess. You were supposed to come in, clock in, do your work, not act funny, but get along with them in the environment that you was put in to get along with them. And then when you try to fit in, then you, Lord help me teach today, Shakim. So you went to happy hour, you kept telling them no. I traveled with Prophet Brian Karn some years ago. Some of you know who Prophet Brian Karn is. My assignment, he saw me doing the offering. I had Brian Karn on when he was a kid, 18 years old, on Word Network years ago. But he came full gospel, and I was raising the offering, and we shot him. And he said to me, he said, Bishop, would you come in? I'm having crusades the next year. Would you come in? Here's what he asked me to do. I want you to come host the crusades, open up, carry out the service until I get there, raise the first offering. That's it. I said, sure. Pay me wonderful. Fly me first class. I'll tell everybody. Fly me first class. Nice, sweet. Took care of me greatly. But after church, they would eat. And I don't eat late. And then secondly, I don't sit up prophet likes to talk about the scripture. I don't sit up and debate the scripture. So when people would come around and say, Bishop Davis, you coming with us to the little suite to eat? Prophet Karim would say, oh, he ain't coming. He going, Bishop going to his room. He don't come. Because that wasn't my fit. I didn't have to say no to him to do what I was asked to do. The problem is we go beyond what we're asked to do. And that's when we get in trouble, because that's not what we were there to fit. I wasn't there to fit to fellowship. I did what I needed. Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. You got to find your tribe. Just because you work with people, just because they're your family, even in your own family. Who accept you for you? Who, Jasmine, accepts you for you? Who, Crown, accepts you? Naomi, Shedrick, good to see you, bro. Accepts you, Tiffany, Tiara, for you. Who put ups with your ways? Who can tell you, Natalia, that's enough? Who can tell you, you slacking? Huh? Who can tell you, you messed up? Who can tell you your attitude is nasty? Tell you your breath stink? Who can tell you and you gonna listen? Your tribe, where you fit. If you don't fit, where I don't fit, y'all, please, this is $1 million seminar. Where I don't fit, I don't regard what they say. Good evening, y'all. I'm out. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have it. Goodbye. Goodbye, Kimberly. Bye. Bye. I'm done. Where I don't fit, you don't matter. I don't care what somebody said on my job. Because you ain't my gang. The only time my feelings get hurt is if I'm supposed to fit there and you hurt me. Y'all regard people that don't need to get regarded, Portia. Y'all care about people. Prophetess Nina, Ruthie, Vita, Kimberly. Huh? That should not ever get into your mentality. That should never get into your you get in your feelings about people that you don't feel. I only get in my feelings when it's supposed to be where I'm supposed to fit, Sky. I don't fit everywhere, but I fit with somebody. I'm not talking about family, because you don't get to pick your family. Although family do you in. I'm not talking about family. And the only place that you should, if you only fit in with your family, then something wrong, because you should be able to fit in beyond your family. But the people you fit with is very small. There is somewhere you fit. Let me admit something to you though, because I promise you, we're coming around the mountain. I got a scripture, and we out of here. I have to admit something, Carolyn, both Carolyns. Finding that place of your tribe and your gang is not easy. And you can't force it. It happens organically. You can't make it fit. Because here's the thing, you can't trust everybody. I made a post earlier, and then I turned it, it was so good that I turned it into a video. Let me say this, and everybody ain't to be trusted. The problem is, you trusted people that you never was supposed to go beyond a certain level. And then you want to blame them. It just ain't a good fit. African-American people, us black people, we don't know how not to fit. Dr. Paulette, you ready? I need some bombs. We don't know how not to fit and still get along where we don't fit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. The Lord bless y'all, all right? Because y'all didn't get that. I said, the problem is, just because you don't fit, don't mean you don't get along. Some of us need to go back to learning interpersonal skills. Just because you don't fit, it don't mean that you can't. If that's the case, then you might as well die. Because Vita, there are people that we ain't going to tea. We ain't bugs. I never forget when I first started preaching, I didn't understand this thing, Kels. You may understand it, because I know Prophet Nina understand it. Chet, you come from church, all right? I preach for you. You preach for me. Now, you ain't preaching for me, because I don't like what you're saying. Now, if you ask me to come preach, that's fine. I'm going to pray and see if God tell me God. But that don't mean you coming back to me. Because you want to swap money. No, I don't fit. I don't look to preach at my home church. I go to my home church to get fed. I have a different kind of, I don't, that ain't where I fit to be. Y'all not saying nothing. We want to work in places that we don't fit in, or we want to go beyond. You're not anywhere to be somebody's buddy. I made a post earlier. And I said, what you're offered and what you're worth are two very different things. What you're offered and what you're worth are two. Go look at my video when we get off of here. The last video I posted are two very different things. Don't get them confused. Huh? Just because somebody offer you friendship or relationship some of the problem with you being the wrong, with being in relationships with men or women, huh? You took up offers that you was worth more than what they offered. So you tried to fit in with a man that, or a woman that didn't understand your worth or your value, and you took them up on the offer. So you tried to, when you try to talk about, I'm gonna make a man, I'm gonna make this relationship work, it don't fit, baby. You try, I'm gonna make that man, girl. You talking about you trying to make a man fit with you that don't fit, when there's all these men out here, all these women out here. Shaquem, help me get out of here. I need security. Naomi, you can sense it. You be around them and you sense this just don't fit for me, Erica. Supper. There's something weird about this. This is weird. Celeste, this is weird. But you're really saying, this don't fit. I'm a circle, they a square. I'm a rectangle, Man, Shaquem, I done canceled trips. I done canceled preaching engagement. I done left money on the table. I'll tell somebody no in a minute. Don't call me up to do remarks at a funeral. I don't fit. That ain't me. Now, if you want me to get the crowd going and we're gonna have a celebration, or call me to do that, because I don't fit. Stop doing things you don't fit. God be trying to help us. I'm going to the scripture. God be trying to help us with this fit thing. If I've been talking to y'all good, give me a 10 in the chat and no one today. God be trying to help us. You want to be friends with people when you're just supposed to work with them. You want to be buds and you just supposed to work with them. He be telling you, you don't fit there. Don't go out with them. Don't meet up with them. Shake the dust off your feet. Just because they live in that city you visiting don't mean y'all hook up. Man, I be going to cities and be talking about, Bishop, I didn't know you was here. And I say, I didn't know you. I forgot you lived here, because that ain't what I came for. I didn't come for that. Hey, hi. Ain't what I came for. I didn't come here to. Huh? Not only do you don't fit, but they don't fit you. I just dropped the bomb. Dr. Paulette, come on, make it now. I said, I just dropped the bomb. You don't fit, they don't fit you. They don't fit you. And you don't fit them. And you might be the problem why you don't fit them. And they the problem why they don't fit you. You both the problem. All everybody the problem. When you don't fit in, you the problem, because you shouldn't be there. But you gotta fit somewhere. He be telling us, hey, you don't fit. This ain't a good fit for you. This ain't a good fit for the plan I have for you. This ain't a good fit for the plans I have for you. Go in and come out. Go in and come out. Huh? Kimberly said earlier, do your purpose. Huh? Do your purpose. It's going to take you off course. I know the plans I have for you. This ain't the plan I have for you. You won't get to your destination hanging with them. Hanging with them, being there. You will not get to the destination. He says, because I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. I got plans for you, and they're going to mess you up. I know who you should partner with. You got to partner with somebody. Can't just be you and Jesus. Can't be you and God. Oh, God is my... No. It got to be somebody else. They ain't going the same way, but I got somebody for you. If you just release them, you don't fit there. You don't fit here. It's always about where and who. They don't have the same passion you got. They don't have the same passion you got. They can't help you fulfill purpose. They don't have the same passions. I sat on my bed and I wrote this whole word today. Y'all don't understand. You don't understand that this is a prophetic word. You think prophetic words, chat. They think prophetic words, Jamaica. It's just, hear ye. I hear the Lord say you get in the car. This is a prophetic word. And the prophetic word today is you don't fit everywhere. You can't fulfill your purpose here. Matter of fact, they don't even like you. Did you hear what I just said? Matter of fact, they don't even like you. They don't like you. They don't like you. You can't tell they don't like you. Go where you celebrate it and not tell. They don't like you. And they don't have to like you. Let me come into the camera for those that can see me. They don't have to like you. I'm good either way. My mantra in life, Carolyn Thomas, Kimmy, either you like me or you don't. Either way is okay. Because I don't have to fit where I'm not like. I don't care. I'm trying to give y'all word today. Stop caring about who like you. We got to work together, but you ain't got to like me. Lean in. Let me get close to club. We got to work together, but you ain't got to like me. David Sheffield, who used to be the manager, the general manager, operations manager of the Word Network. No, it wasn't him. Lewis Gibbs, the old president of the Word Network, only black president we had. He said to me one day, Bishop, let me give you some advice. Don't get around here with these people at the network and think that they like you. He said, I got all kind of friends. I got golfing friends. I got network friends. I got business friends. And then I got friends. He said, these people that you're working with are situational friends. You're only talking to them because of the situation of you being here at the network. There are some people on Clubhouse and these other apps. This is just for the situation of the app. It's situational. Dr. Paulette, thank you. Thank you. discern the difference between the two. But you got to be careful, because you'll start thinking no one likes me. That's what fitting in or not fitting in, or watch this, or being in. Here we go. Huh? Being in the wrong fit, you'll start thinking that nobody likes you when you just in the wrong fit. No one wants to be bothered me. No, you in the wrong fit. There must be something wrong with me. There ain't nothing wrong with you. You in the wrong fit. You went beyond the level that you were supposed to go. Then you start to isolate yourself. If I'm talking, I need y'all to put a 39 in the chat. I don't even know what number that is, why I said that. Huh? You start to isolate yourself and starting to pull yourself away when you don't understand that you got to be around. I don't want to be around nobody. I don't nobody like me. Don't you judge yourself based upon a wrong. You judge yourself based upon a wrong fit. You made yourself a villain. Come on, let's keep it spiritual. Let's go. All right? Walking around with a complex when the real issue is you just don't fit. Let me do the preaching. Y'all do the amen. You just don't fit. The issue is you just don't fit. The issue is you just don't fit. Ain't nothing wrong with you, and ain't nothing wrong with them. You just don't fit. They ain't bad people because you don't fit with them. They, a man that you was in relationship with and it didn't fit and it was a bad fit, it just didn't fit. A woman, every woman I was with was great people. We just didn't fit. I text my ex-wife for 20 years there. I said, I need to talk to you because I need to warn her of something. We ain't enemies. We just didn't fit. Stop being mad at your baby daddy. You just didn't fit. And make it about what it's really about, the child. Man, I'm preaching in here today. The seed today is 24 or 48. On Saturdays, as many times as you can on Saturdays. Huh? Are y'all listening to me? You just don't fit. You just don't fit. And that's okay. And you'll go off the rail, and you'll get depressed, and you'll get in a place of loneliness by yourself when you need people, and you never can get what you need because you just don't fit. And you didn't had a fit. You didn't had a fit because you don't fit. You off the rails because you don't fit. You just 24 represents the year we in. Lord, put me in a place. That's what I want y'all to say. That's what the seed is for. Put me in a place that I fit. Huh? Put me in a place. Put me around a people. You're not saying nothing. Put me in a place that I fit. That's what the seed is for. This year, put me around people that I fit. They fit me. They understand my vision. They understand. Come on, y'all, say it. They understand my vision. Huh? Because people you fit with, there is no strife. There is no argument. You walk around with a complex. and a real issue you don't fit. Then you got to be careful of becoming a loner. God said all these things to me sitting on my bed. Huh? You become isolated, thinking nobody likes you. And the real issue is you just don't fit. And it's still your fault because you made the decision to try to fit Kenny where you're not supposed to fit. And whenever you try to fit somewhere you're not supposed to, you become frustrated because you went beyond the left. I'm going to use this inference again. You should have never went to happy hour. Candace is in now. I mentioned you earlier, Candace. I shared with Candace. I'm going to say it again because more people in here. I shared with Candace maybe 2 years ago, some people that were buddying up. I said, they should never buddy up. It's not going to work. What happened? It didn't work because it wasn't a good fit. Huh? You have to be careful who you slip into. You got to be careful because you'll slip into a place of loneliness and can't slip. And then you'll slip into a dark place. Did you hear what I said? 19 people put in the chat right now as I close. Say, Lord, put me in a place that I fit. I don't want to be a misfit. Woo! Take it! Dr. Paulette, I'm done. I don't want to be. Candace, I don't want to be. Put me in the place. Kimmy, put it in there. I don't want to be a misfit. When you don't fit, you're not in God's protection plan. God be trying to protect you, so he remove people out of your life and trying to tell you, and then you, with your crazy self, be going get them back. Some men you didn't fit with, you talking about, oh girl, I want him back. Yeah, I want him back. You just want some good sex back. You fit laying down, but you didn't fit standing up. You ought to put some fire in there for that. Huh? It got to fit standing up. You got to fit in the relationship. You got to be able to fit in talking, not just sex. Holy Spirit told me he's rerouting your relationships. Some of you have been rerouted. He's rerouting your relationships because you didn't fit in the other one. He's rerouting. He's been trying to reroute you. Huh? Because you didn't fit. Prophet Foster, good to see you. It's always about where and who. Your fit is about where and who. Where do you fit? I'm done. Who do you fit with? Where? Where do I fit? Who do I fit? Carolyn, look at all them. Thank y'all on TikTok. I love y'all. Where do I fit? Let's get to 10,000 likes. Where do I fit? Let's get to 20,000. Where do I fit? It's about who and where. Sometimes you don't even fit with your family. Dawn, sometimes you don't even fit with your family, Talita. Where are you supposed to be? Who are you supposed to be with? In the 37th chapter of Genesis, we find a revelation that God gave me sitting on the bed this morning. 37 and 5. I'm done. Huh? Joseph had a dream. When he told his brothers of the dream, they hated him the more. He said to them, listen to the dream I had. We were buying the sheaves, all grain, of grain, and out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood up upright. while your sheaves gathered around me and bowed down to it. You want to know whether you fit or not? Talk about your dreams. Because wherever you fit, y'all not saying nothing. You should be able to talk about your dreams. Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream. Huh? Haters won't be able to stand your dream. When you don't fit somewhere, they're not just going to tolerate your dream. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? People that you fit in with, they'll be able to listen to your dream. They will add to your dream. They will push you on. Somebody asks God, where do I fit? God, give me direction. If you don't know where you fit, ask God to give you direction to where you fit. Because the worst place to be is where you don't fit and around people who you don't fit around. Huh? Are y'all listening to me? Huh? Lord, tell me, 2024, show me where I fit. I ain't got to fit around a lot of people. That's it, Queen. Huh? And Joseph told his dream. His brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? He don't fit. Will you actually rule us? He don't fit. They hated him all the more because of his dream. He didn't fit. And what he had said. You want to test your dream? You want to test whether you fit? Tell people that you getting up out of there. You rising up. Then he had another dream. Told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream. This time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing to me. When he told his father and his brothers, his father rebuked him. What is the dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come bow down to the ground before you? And his brothers were jealous. People are jealous of you. You can't stay where people are jealous of you. You can't hang out with people, huh? But his father kept the matter in mind. You're not saying nothing. Genesis 37 and 17. I'm done. Then the man said, your brothers departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. Joseph is looking for his brothers. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. You stay in places, you trying to be friends with people that's trying to slay you. And they said one to another, here cometh the dreamer. They made fun of him. Come now there before and let us slay him. Cast him into some pit. They wanted to put him in the pit. Because he didn't fit. Stop telling. I tell y'all this all the time. Put it in chat. Stop telling small thinking people your big dream. Are y'all listening to me? Stop telling small thinking people. 20 people that will sow that seed today of $24. Five that would double it and say, I'm sowing 48. Get your seed in the ground. $ Greg Davis 10 to give an information. Huh? Stop telling small thinking people. Write that down. Make it personal. Natalia, get country with it. I'ma stop telling small thinking people my big dreams. Let me go talk about a queen. Her name is Beyonce. All right, I don't care if you hate or not. Huh? Beyonce said, I don't care what y'all think about me. They try to tell her you don't fit in the country. She said, I'm a country girl. A little bit of Louisiana and a little bit of Texas mixed together. Can't get no more countryer than that. Huh? Little Alabama, y'all not listening. Cause then there's the other side of it. People tell you where you don't fit. Y'all not saying nothing in here. Huh? People are trying to push you out of where you're supposed to fit. Where you're called to. Pastor Thaddeus? Huh? You don't let people tell you where you don't fit. You don't let people run you away from where you fit. Huh? I fit here. This is what I'm called to do. Can't nobody tell me I'm not called to teach and impart and preach. This is what I've been. Everything else is just a part of what, huh? They said, let's put him in the pit. Even though his brothers were conspiring, Reuben stood up and said, no, we're not going to do that. We ain't killing him. Let's just put him in the pit. Huh? And then when bandits come, they'll take him and take him away from us. But understand, this is the big drop right here. Understand, when God be trying to move you and try to push you, it is God's protection plan so that he'll take you to where you're supposed to go. Huh? The pit was his protection. Even at your lowest moment and you don't see God in all of it, God said, I'm protecting you. I'm done, y'all. My time is far spent. Good evening. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go this far. Huh? But this is a different kind of lesson. Huh? He said, I was protected. I didn't give you that because you didn't fit into that. It's not just about people, y'all. We want to say people. Huh? But it's about places. It's about jobs that you ain't, huh? You don't fit. You trying to force something. And God said, I'm a block it because you don't fit. It be God's protection. No, I don't care how he look. I don't care how fine she is. You don't fit with them. I tried to fit. I tried to make something fit. I tried to make a relationship fit that didn't fit for me. Wonderful people, but it just didn't fit for me. Ladies and gentlemen, when the right one comes, it'll fit. You don't have to force it. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? I bet I'm talking about relationships. Huh? Didn't fit. Candace know what I'm talking about. It didn't fit. Some of y'all should be shouting right now that you broke up. Some of y'all should be shouting that they lied to you. Some of y'all should be running and skipping, huh? Telling you that it didn't work. God made it fail. Huh? Because it wasn't a good fit for your purpose. Because I know the plans. Thank God they put Joseph in the pit. Thank God. Because the dream would have never been fulfilled. And the same guys that said, well, we're going to bow to you, they had to bow to him at the end in chapter number 50. Let me cut the chase. Let me be a spoiler alert. Huh? Potiphar's wife tried to get him. She tried to seduce him, but it didn't fit. He got to jail, and he wasn't like the other jailers because he had favor. It didn't fit. Everywhere he went, even in jail, it didn't fit. There's some timing that don't fit. You trying to get some places that it ain't time yet. You need to be consistent with what you're doing. I'm done, y'all. You're sowing that seed. I'm done. I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. Sound like a real preacher, that is, huh? I'm not out of message. Yes. I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. Everything in your life has to fit. Huh? If it don't fit you going, don't go. Naomi, huh? If the crowd that's inviting you, you don't fit in, don't go. I don't care how much it glitters. Everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that looks like diamonds has not been through the rough. If it's too good to be true, then it might be. You sitting here worrying about fitting in with them and they ain't got what you think they got. I ain't got nothing against nobody. But there's certain preachers that people want to preach for, and they think once they preach for them, then that's it. I never had to preach for them. I never had to be with them. I never was on their stage. God gave me my own platform. While you trying to get a platform, while you trying to be on their platform, God want to give you your own platform. Let me say it one more time. Let me back it up. I said, while you trying to get on their platform, God wants to give you your own platform, and he'll make it so that they have to come to your platform. Y'all not saying nothing. I'll never forget, and I love him. I love him, so don't get this twisted. And his daughter comes in here and is a part of us. Bishop Jakes, you ain't never preached for Bishop Jakes. Never preached for Bishop Jakes. Never preached for Bishop Jakes. Huh? Interviewed him several times on my show. When I interviewed him the first time, he said, you bring all your cameras and everything. We're going to make you our church Roland Martin. You come to my conferences. Huh? And when he put out new books and he came out with his new movie, his office called and said, we want you to come. Huh? God will give you your own platform. Are y'all listening to me? God will give you your own platform. If you just be consistent. Erica, God want to give you your own platform. Dr. Paulette, God want to give you your own platform. Find the right fit. Find your tribe. I'm done. Because Candace's going to talk about me. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. There's no secret what God can do. What is done for others, he'll do the same for you. You're sowing that $24. Everybody that has an ear to hear. $GregDavis10. You're not paying for the word. You're saying, Bishop, I appreciate you feeding us. I appreciate you waking up my thought pattern. I appreciate you letting me know where I'm at today. Go on, Bishop. I want you to do more of this. So you're sowing $GregDavis10. PayPal. If you got PayPal, contact Greg Davis. They're putting it in the chat at gmail.com. Lord, I didn't know it was this late. Why y'all didn't stop me? Kept on saying to Dr. Paulette, she's disobedient. Kept saying to Dr. Paulette, take it, Dr. Paulette. Did she take it? No. Giblify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zell, Greg Davis Show at gmail.com. Venmo, Greg Davis 1. Those of you on TikTok, sow your seed. TikTok, sow your seed. Facebook, bunch of y'all. Would you sow today? Look at the screen. Those of you that are on Instagram. He's a wonder. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got no more prophetic word. That was the prophetic word. I don't fit. In my soul. I don't fit. I don't fit. I don't fit. One last time before we go, put it in the chat. I don't fit. I don't fit. Not trying to fit. Huh? I understand the reason why I'm here. I don't fit. I ain't trying to be buddies. I ain't trying to be friends. I'm here on purpose. 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 I'm weird. I'm weird. And I know I'm weird, but if you think I'm weird and don't like it, then I don't fit. Some people just don't fit together. Huh? You don't like their ways. You straight. See, for me, somebody that's around me, they have to understand dry humor. If you don't understand dry humor, then you're not going to fit with me. Huh? Everybody got little quirky ways. And some people love your quirky ways, Linda. So go where you fit. Go where you're celebrated. In my soul, he's a wonder. Thank y'all. The Lord bless y'all. Sow your seed. He's a wonder. Sow your seed today. In my soul. Sow your seed today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's a wonder. Thank you, Jesus. In my soul. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He's a wonder. Thank you, L-O-S-E-R. Thank you, Jasmine, for your seed. Natalia, Naomi, Joy, Chat. Thank you, Joanne Edwards, Stacia. Oh, he's a wonder. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm reading off a Cash App. I can't read off nothing else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Thaddeus, you there? Can you pray? If you can. Thank you, Jesus. If not, let me know in the chat. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Thaddeus, go on once. Pray, sir. Have a God lead you.
Thank you for continuously proving to us day in and day out that you are the God of our life. God, thank you for strengthening our mind, strengthening our heart, strengthening our spirit for us to continue to walk in faith, walk into the promises of God that continue to make us rich and add no sorrow in our life. God, I thank you that you have given us the tools and the keys and the instruments of wisdom through the manservant, the prophet, the bishop, Greg Davis. So God, I ask that you would continue to strengthen him, that he'll continue to be that vessel that you have called for him to be. But God, I ask you to bless every person that's under the sound of my voice and every person that is also sowing as well. And God, I ask you to strengthen them that they will be able to excel, that in some places they don't fit. Some areas they are not called to. Some places they are not supposed to be in. Some areas they are bigger than where they are trying to stay in and sustain, because if the truth be told, the promises that they have on their life is larger than the environment that they are trying to stay in. So God, I ask that you would bless us, that we'll be able to accept that there are some areas that you will move us from, because we cannot continue to stay in that place any longer. God, I ask that you would build us, because some of us are just like a caterpillar in a cocoon. God, you're calling for us to be able to blossom. You're calling for us to be able to break out and break through. So God, if you would, please, hallelujah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Have for us to break out. Have for us to be able to explore. Have for us to be able to stand in the midst of hardship. Have for us to be able to go through life circumstances and go through long suffering, but yet be able to experience the blessing. God, even if we go into the pit, oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you're going to call for us to go to a palace. Thank you that you're calling us. And even if we go through punishment, we'll
bless those of you
promise. Even if we
that
go
are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, and all these others. We're going to stay in Clubhouse. I ask you to sow today. As he's praying, I ask you to sow those on Facebook. I ask you to sow that $24. I need your support to continue to do what I do. So if you have not sold, please sow. All right? The information is on the screen. I love y'all. I'll leave it up for 30 seconds. Blessings to you on TikTok. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Joe.
Those that come to support the bishop, God, that you would bless him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we claim the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.